Obviously, with this virus, people are worried about many things. But again, for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, the good news outweighs the bad. Because we know the end of the story. God wins. We know that the arc of history is moving towards Christ's second coming, when he will come, escorted by the angels and saints, to usher once and for all the definitive kingdom. And in this in-between time, because the ancient enemies of humankind have already been vanquished, sin, Satan, and death have already been overcome by the resurrection of Christ, what has begun in Christ will be brought to its fulfillment at the second coming of Christ. In this in-between time, we are called to help build up the kingdom here and now. I'm praying right now with Padre Pio, of course, the great quotation attributed to him, that we are to pray, hope, and don't worry. Pray, hope, and don't worry. Padre Pio said, worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayer. That prayer, hope, and don't worry. Sometimes you'll see it said as prayer, pray, hope, and be calm. I like the don't worry because I think I, like many, are tempted to worry too much. And we have to remember God's providence. And there are so many good news stories. Let me just share a couple. One here is an example of taking something that was negative and turning it into something positive. Ohio, this is a story that comes to us out of Ohio. It also comes to us out of Nashville because it affects both places. In Ohio, there was to be in Columbus, Ohio, there was to be the Arnold Classic, this sports event, the Arnold Sports Festival, named after Arnold Schwarzenegger, had a bodybuilding as part of its competition. There were supposed to be 200,000 people coming to this, and it was postponed because of concerns of contagion. And all of a sudden, the organizers had meals made for 200,000 guests. And what to do with this? Well, they sent it on to Nashville, where, of course, there had been the recent tornadoes where people were without food. They did it so that first responders and those who are dealing with the aftermath of those tornadoes could be fed. It was out of Titans Stadium, where the Tennessee Titans play. Nissan Stadium there in Nashville, that the food was taken. So what could have gone to waste becomes a outreach to people in need. That's not only just being good neighbors, but we as Christians see this as going the extra mile. And again, you hear so many negative news. You even hear in some places of churches closing and merging, and of course, demographics and age of buildings and changing of city landscapes has caused in some places churches to merge or even parishes to close. But in many parts of our country, the church is growing leaps and bounds. I know that's true for the Charlotte Diocese, the Atlanta Diocese, the Savannah Diocese, many of the dioceses in Florida. Here I've got a good news story out of Texas, Cleveland, Texas. Yes, there is a Cleveland, Texas. St. Mary's Catholic Church celebrated this weekend a new building, a new church. They're growing so quickly. They've had to radically expand their parish. This is in the Diocese of Beaumont, Texas. A beautiful story that I just had the pleasure of reading about how St. Mary's Catholic Church in Cleveland, Ohio, is building a multi-phase building process to meet the spiritual needs of their community. Great to see new parishes, new growth in many, many parts of the United States.